And now, on Adobe Radio, it's The Brett Davern Show, featuring Katie LeClair.
Streaming live, weekday mornings, 9 Pacific, noon Eastern.
On Adobe.com and the Adobe app for iOS.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hola. Bienvenidos. Me llamo Brett.
Hola, Brett.
Hola.
Me llamo Katie.
Hola. Muchos gustavos.
Oh.
To
infinity and beyond.
I think I've reached the end. bienvenidos. Yeah. Working on my Spanish.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm doing that and reading literature because I'm better than everybody.
You know what I'm doing?
What?
Learning Dutch.
That's you're not going to need it.
I know.
No, you're not going to need it. Yeah. Unless the ice caps do melt because they're very good at rowing.
And they can, you know, drain the water.
Maritime.
Yeah.
Maritime power, yeah.
The Jongens and Dalmatians drink the milk.
Why did it sound southern?
Because I'm terrible.
Mm.
Full disclosure. Full, like.
Sounded yeah. Southern Dutch.
The Jongens and Dalmatians drink the milk.
Yuck. No, it's.
I love that when you I'll learn a language, here, it gives you. Let me go.
Huh? Well, let me just say something. I don't mean yuck. I don't mean yuck. I don't want that to offend too many. I don't mean yuck. In their hands, in their mouth, much better. I feel like people learning it,
that's true with every language, though, yeah? I mean, like.
I'm just saying, and this is maybe a personal thing, to my ear, just a sort of bad accent on other languages doesn't sound as bad as a bad accent on those languages, like a German one too. Just stop trying. It's getting painful. I don't know. It's just me. Just saying.
All right.
Just me.
Okay.
Also, I don't know how they make their mouths and faces make those noises. What is happening?
Mm.
What is going on?
Yeah.
I don't... What? Right? You know what I mean? No? You don't know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
Like, you grew up in California. You probably speak a bit of Spanish. You can make your face make that sounds, the sounds for, required for that language, for right. the most part, right?
Right.
You're not nailing the accent or anything, but for the most part, you can roll a few R's and get through it, you know? Dutch, German, Norwegian, all those, like, upper whites languages? What the hell is going on? And I meant northern, not upper. I meant northern. What the hell? I was pointing on the globe. What the hell is going on up there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I'm
like of them, and I can't get my mouth to do their stuff.
The diphthongs and the yearlongs.
Jargon. What is happening? Can't even attempt it. Also, I can't read it. What's with these languages that you can't read?
What?
I mean, I can read Spanish is what I'm saying, for the most part.
I mean, I think the romantic... No, like, that you can get Italian. You can get...
Exactly.
Well,
I can't read most Asian languages because those characters are different. But if they write it out in English, I can almost sound it out.
You could read Dutch.
You could read Fluke Largen Schargen? No, you cannot. Go to an IKEA.
No, you could. You could.
All right, pull up IKEA.
Look, I'll pull up my Duolingo app right now. I'm on lesson 2, session 4. I'm really early in the process here, but right. I'm saying, like, you can read it.
No, you can't.
It says, the boy drinks milk. Like, it's not that hard.
No. No, it doesn't. It says, Erkin, Lurkin, Schnurkin,
No, it says, the youngins drink the milk. That's
Wait,
what it says.
Hold on a second. It sounds like now. Hold on. I was about to hit the theme song. But now. It sounds now like you're just saying, the youngins drank the milk.
Yeah.
With
that,
a bad accent.
Well, yeah, that's basically what it is.
But that's not Dutch.
Yes.
What?
I mean, that's what, yeah, that's how you would say that sentence.
And then the rest of the time you start speaking Dutch?
You would say, the Macius lies de krant.
What's that?
Read the newspaper.
Oh, okay. Well, at least that's more different now, yeah. I feel like the first time you were just saying
drank
the
to milk.
Young people drank milk yeah, in I know, a yeah. bad accent.
Well, that's the, those are the words.
That's not a different saying. Language, Katie.
But it is, though, because they spell milk M-E-L-K instead of I.
See what I mean? Forget it with this one. No way. I want my milk leche. You know what I mean?
No, it's easier to understand than leche. You already, it's the same word. That's what I'm saying to you. You understand more than you think you know. Wow. You should put that on a bumper sticker. You understand more than you think you know, man.
In schnurkin, flurkin, lurkin?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, maybe not the real Hark, specific ones, Hark but...
schnurkel, furker.
Like, what? German's pretty
they
close.
Got weird symbols over the letters and all kinds of stuff.
Gulongs?
No, a tilde is about as far as I'm going. Call me stuck in my ways, but...
Give me a tilde any day.
Give me a tilde all day. Don't even get me started on the Icelandic folk. I mean, that's just a whole different, right? Am I lumping them all together?
A little bit.
Unfairly?
Maybe.
Am I? The Dutch will be very upset about this. Because back in the day, they were lords of all of these, pretty much, weren't they?
Yeah.
They controlled all that stuff.
Because they controlled the spices.
Yeah, but not a lot of land left over for their country after all that world dominating, huh?
True.
Because they were gathering up ocean property, you know? Hmm. They were controlling the high seas, you know? Hmm. Dutch known for their navy back then. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where's their navy at now?
It's classified.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a good answer. It's a great answer.
Yeah.
I like it.
So Dutch, huh? Nah. Sharken, flarken.
One of my favorite Dutch words, boterham.
Okay.
It's a sandwich. Ate the boterham.
Oh, really? I thought,
Julie ate the boterham.
I thought you said it. Sandwich.
Does it sound southern? The Brett Davern Show on Adobe Radio, brought to you in partnership with Nice Guy Digital.
No, you can't. What I mean is, there's too many consonants when you try to read it. It's impossible to read. But if I see gracias.
It's because you already know what it is.
No, it's just, it's phonetically, it makes sense. It, G-R-A-C-I-A-S. Easy.
Dankjewel.
No.
Dankjewel.
No, because that's going to have a C-H and a Y-K next to each other with a C-Z.
But it's danke,
and an M.
You already know that's thank you. Dankjewel.
I'm not saying I don't know what it is. And I might be able to read the first word. But the second word is going to be spelled UPNLHELL. Upper, greater than, less than, percentage sign, at 72B squared multiplied. And yeah. Then I'm like, I don't. Okay, I got the. Yeah, but what is the rest of that?
Yeah.
Crazy white people, man.
12 day streak on Duolingo.
I got a 12 day streak with Dua Lipa.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
She seems nice.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that on the radio, though. She told me. Streak. Is that it? Okay, that's enough theme song. Hey, you guys can text us anytime that you want. Anytime that you want. BDSfans@idobe.com. You can also follow us on all social media. And there are videos that get posted to YouTube every once in a while. So go follow the YouTube if you want to laugh at our stupid faces. You can do that. If you want to see what the world looks like in here, you can do that. It's on YouTube. So they haven't released that smell feature yet, though. We haven't crossed enough subscribers. But once we do, you guys can smell the apartment also.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful world it'll be when you can smell the apartment. for $3.99 a month.
Oh my God, people would subscribe so fast.
Maybe we could just start jarring the air in here.
Ooh.
And then shipping it out. Put it in a mason jar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Capture the essence. This song's called Nowhere, Ohio. Turn it up. We'll be right back.
He's not a scientist.
Don't touch it.
The Brett Davern Show on Adobe Radio.
And now the news with Katie.
The Colombian government.
I was just like the sensible guy, you know? Like just a kind of like a, you know, just kind of like a hanging out, like NPR kind of mm-hmm. vibe maybe. Yeah.
With Katie.
And now let's do the news with Katie. And now let's do the news. Hey, Katie. That's what it would be.
Oh, yeah.
And then they always go like, hey, Brett. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, here. Okay. Here. We'll do the NPR news. Here you go. And now let's turn to the news with Katie. Hey, Katie.
Hey, Brett.
So, Katie, I've been seeing a lot of things about the election coming up and things like that. And I understand you're here to tell us that the numbers are really backing up what we've seen going on there in Ohio. Is that what you're here to talk about today?
The numbers in Ohio are astronomical, Brett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're hearing. You know, the other day I was eating some kimchi with my friend over some quinoa of braised Earl Grey tea with a side of scorched tofu.
Oh, was that at the restaurant Pierre's?
No. No, the Royal Curd.
Oh, next to Animal. Somehow they're always like robots,
but with a smile though.
Yeah. No, I want to talk about the Colombian government.
This is Marketplace.
Yeah, they have to smile. The Brett, in 1708,
yeah,
the Jose's, the San Jose Galleon mm-hmm. sank off the coast of the Caribbean, and the Colombian government,
we're speaking of the shipping industry,
wants to go back.
The Canadian government?
No, the Colombian, I've said Colombian government like 8 times, that's the only thing I've gotten out.
Oh, gotcha, Caribbean, Colombian,
yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Hey, man, if those are their coins, they can go pick them up as far as I'm concerned.
That's what we're saying here. It's this treasure. It sank in 1708. It's this ship. It sank in 1708. And there's all kinds of stuff on it. 62 guns.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Well, no, the 62 gun meaning cannons probably back then, right?
Yeah, probably.
Right.
Well, that's going to be on there. It's going to be on the ship.
I'm just saying, like. If you tell Americans there's 62 guns, they like think they can put them on their belt. Like, woo, pew, pew, pew.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like, they'll think they could put all 62 of those on their person go get a Frappuccino. Hey, man, I got a bunch of old Spanish guns.
It's open carry state.
It's my rights.
Yeah, so the government is going to invest $4.5 million in this archaeological dig, basically. But they think that it's going to be, how much do they think they're going to get? They think they're going to get, so they think it's going to be worth $10
billion. Whoa, and how much does it cost to go get it?
Yeah, that was the number I just said. Where did that go? Like, so the treasures could be worth $200 billion.
No, they're gonna $20 billion. That's it.
Oh, sorry.
And they're gonna spend $10 billion.
Yeah. No. They're gonna split it with this private company that's like helping them do it and stuff. Oh. So the government is half in with this company. They're gonna split seas.
So they're gonna spend $5 billion.
No, if they're gonna spend.
Katie, this is the most confusing.
4.5. Yeah, 4.5. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, yeah. So they dump in 4.5. The company, James Cameron, kicks in the rest.
Yeah.
He pulls up $20 billion. The next thing you know, you get Avatar 5.
I mean, yeah, right? $20 billion worth of stuff.
Sick, dude. You know what? If they found my treasure, Katie?
Yeah.
Priceless.
What's in your priceless treasure? It sounded like I was drunk. What's in your priceless treasure?
Well, I'm not telling you anymore. It's priceless, though, I'll tell you that.
What's in there?
The answer to the meaning of life. I've buried it in my backyard.
What is it?
I'm not telling you. It's priceless also. But if you ever find it, the answer's in there. It's a little box. I wrote it down on a little piece of paper. I buried it away. It's a secret to life. Hmm. Yeah. And it's worth everything, but it is priceless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For those looking, that's where to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our show today, everybody.
Inside the box, just a Polaroid of me like flipping off the camera.
I know. I was going to be like, what's, yeah.
But then that's the whole point though, right? Or maybe the point was the dig itself. Did you have any adventures along the way? What'd you learn?
Yeah, that's true.
See, only an introspective person. Maybe I just bury a little mirror in there, you know? You open it up, you're just looking at a mirror. What's that supposed to mean? It means everything, my friend. You know what I mean? Or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everything means nothing.
That's the treasure I want to dig up, Katie. The meaning of life. Not this worth money stuff.
$20 billion? That's a lot of money. That's kind of...
Oh, please, Katie.
No, but billion.
Oh, please.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure to someone like you, that means a great deal. But to someone like me, Katie, what does it mean? It means helping an ailing planet. Feeding a starving child or making a sad clown laugh. That's what it means to me, Katie.
How do you make a sad clown laugh?
Any way possible.
We have to come up with a really good punchline for that. What's a good punchline?
I think I had a pretty decent one.
No, but like punny. Hmm? How do you make a sad clown laugh?
By any means necessary. Because that's the saddest thing of all.
It's the same thing. No. No, go back.
Okay, I'll try it again. Okay, I'll try again.
How do you make a sad clown laugh?
I would try just about anything. I think I nailed it. Should we get it? All right. Anything more sad than the image of a clown crying? I ask you?
No, there isn't.
There's nothing scarier than that. That's a scary mental image, man. Oh, Katie's Googling those images.
How do you make a sad clown laugh?
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be like a...
The sad clown paradox.
No, that's not what I want.
That's... Wow. Click on that, though.
Well, it says, like, you should check on your comedian friends.
Can you just find me, like bad garage sale paintings of clowns crying? I kind of want one for the upstairs bathroom, you know? That'd be kind of creepy in there. You know?
You could probably find that on Etsy.
Crying, yeah, see how weird that is?
Oh, God. Oh, I hate it. Oh. I really don't like it.
Oh, those are weird.
I really don't like it.
Oh, I like it a lot. These are weird. Oh, I am going to put this. I'm putting it in my house. Oh, yeah. Especially this. Oh,
no,
my
God.
Whoa, these are some creepy.
It's so creepy.
This is creepy for a different reason, though. You know what I mean? Like this one.
Ugh.
Like that one's worse because it's like a child clown, which is like, oh, man.
I hate
what
these.
What is
I
happening?
Hate these.
Which one's the worst one,
no,
though?
All of them. I can't. I want to crawl out of my skin. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I hate
this. Oh,
here's
one with Joe. It's Joe Biden, though. Look. $3 on Etsy.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Oh, I hate it. I hate it.
What about this, though? What about the cartoony one? How about this one? Is that all right?
No. I'm, like, really having to do, like, breathing exercises. Like, I'm, like, I'm uncomfortable.
Man, am I going to put one of these upstairs.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. Do you guys put things up in your bathrooms? Because I do. I put pictures up in the bathrooms and stuff. Like, I'll... Not cameras. Pictures. Oh, this one's bad. Look at this one. That one's bad.
Mm-mm. Can you close the tab? I don't even want to see the tab.
Oh, how about this one? Or this?
I don't like any. No, 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 no.
Well, anyway.
Can you close the tab? Will you please?
Yeah, it's gone.
You didn't. You didn't. Close it. Please. Why do you have to be so rude all the time? Why do you have to be an older brother? Like, why? Were you not? What happened? I'm asking for real. I'm closing the tab by myself, and I'm asking you a for real question. Why are you like this?
There's nothing better than just that reaction of like.
But why? Just. You're such a punk.
Oh, that's funny. You know what, though? No, because here's the thing. No, punks are people that would get upset when it happens to them, though, too. It's fine. You can do it back. I'm a good sport about it. It's fine. It's what I expect to happen to me. They always say, but, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. I mean, it's how I would be treated.
That's how you want to be treated?
I didn't say want to be. I said I'd put up with it. It's fine. It doesn't bother me. It's funny. But also, like, I learned, I mean, you know, like, it doesn't bother me as much as the years go on, you know? Like, it's just a picture of a clown at the end of the day.
For sure.
I can breathe through it, you know? Like, if somebody chased me on the playground holding a worm today, I would just maybe hold out my hand and accept that worm, you know what I mean? Maybe put it back into the earth. Let it do its worm thing.
Yeah, why are kids holding the worms? Like, let the worms just be the worms.
To freak out the other kids.
True.
Ah, come on. When you find a nice, big, fat, juicy one. Oh, yeah.
Little, tiny, skinny one.
You know what?
Gets all go-y worms.
Well, all the rain lately, you can just find them right on top of the ground in the morning. You walk out there, you're just walking on worms.
It'd be dewy out there.
Just crunch, crunch, crunch.
No, don't squish them.
It's weird how the worms, they're kind of squishy on the outside, I'm crunchy on the inside. You know what I mean? Yes. Yes. That was the closest of all time. Walked her right into it, too. Oh. You're going to want to go back and listen to that one. That was a good one. Oh, man. Oh, I wish we had video of that one. Carly's going to be mad. Oh, that was close. And I walked you all the way down the path, too. Like, it's raining lately, painting a picture, going out in the morning. Never going to look at an earthworm the same way again. It's all the dirt inside. This is Young Rising Suns, a song called Oblivious. Did I almost get you out there? You know, some of you, listen, half of you texters are going to say, oh, how dare you? And then the other half are going to say, I love that shit. And I like both halves of you. But you can text us if you want anytime. That was close, huh?
Oh, my God.
And you walked right into that one.
Oh, my God, I'm crying.
That was like a good boxer in the middle round. Softened you up with the clowns, over the top with the worms. Just big brother the whole time. Hey, turn it up. We'll be right back.
She's kinda into Crocs. The Brett Davern Show on Adobe Radio.
Yeah, man. Kinda into Crocs and puking on the air. What do you want to do next?
That was really the closest I think I've ever been.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Hey, it happens.
I've been coughing like all through that entire commercial break. I feel like I've finally recovered enough that I can be back on the air, but that was the closest I've ever.
If it ever happens, it'll be the greatest day of my whole life.
That, Brett, it would have been like projectile.
Okay. Well. So what else is going on?
Get off your phone. Get off your phone.
Well, I was looking for something specific from the last. No, I really am. Keep going. Go ahead.
We're gonna play Rank the Tomatoes.
Okay, I'm in. I'm listening. No, I'm... Oh, Katie, come on now. I was trying to find something from the last segment. That's fine. Here, okay. Ready? Here, you pretend like you're scrolling. I'll do it. Go ahead.
No, I'm not scrolling. That's the point.
No, but go ahead, though. I'm just saying.
We're going to play Rank the Tomatoes.
Hey, we're going to play Rank the Tomatoes. These movies are all movies that have like a pukey scene in it. So, Brett, as a reminder for the audience, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you a list. Now, you put those tomatoes in order of worst to first, first to worst, however you want to do it. As a matter of fact, it'd be helpful if you write down what you think the audience percentage would be and what you think the critics percentage would be. And then, one by one, I will tell you if you got them in the correct order, worst to first, or again, first to worst, and also how close you got in the percentages.
Listen, we'll come up with a score. You're a great vamper, and I see what I can do next time. And also, I'm still trying to recover from the stomach
throat. No. Don't try to do that.
These movies all do have scenes with puke in them. And so the first movie on this list is The Exorcist.
First of all, how did I know they all had puke in it?
The pea soup puke scene. Second of all,
yeah, the pea soup puke.
That you could make that a tongue twister if you want. The pea soup puke.
Well,
Exorcist came out in 1973. We're talking about the original Exorcist here.
Okay, hold on. Let me just score it real quick. Critics. I'm going to say the critics like this one. Give me the critics at 89. Audience is going to like it maybe even a little more.
What's next on your list here?
91. Bridesmaids is what you have on the random
list. On the random order. Bridesmaids came out in 2011. Everybody knows Bridesmaids.
Sure.
Iconic puke scene. Puke and poop. Bonus.
Whoa. Don't get me too excited.
Jordan almonds are delicious.
Okay. We love this movie also.
We
Why
love
not?
This movie.
Everybody loves this movie. Okay, I got my scores.
What's next on your random list?
I gave it an 82 from the critics. The audience will like it a little more. A lot more, actually. Then you have Team America World Police.
Oh, yeah. What's the puke scene in this movie?
There's like a pee-pee-poo-poo scene.
Oh, there is?
Of course there is.
Yeah.
The critics are going to give this one a 72.
Team America World Police, is this... Is this the sequel or is it World Police?
No, that's the first. That's the only one.
That's the only one. And yeah. It came out in 2004. That's why I was asking, because that seems a lot later than I expected.
No, 2004, correct. And then you got Stand By Me.
Stand By Me came out in 1986.
Yeah, they're all puking.
I don't remember the puke scene. Is it when they find the body?
There's some puke.
River Phoenix, Corey Feldman, Kiefer.
This is kind of hard. I feel like, wait.
And then the last one you have on the list here that I provided for you is Pitch Perfect.
Right.
Confession, I've never actually seen the Pitch Perfect movies, so I don't know what the puke scene is.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's Brittany Snow.
I
think it's the other. There's two blonde girls.
Okay.
That are like the popular blonde girls.
Okay.
And one of them's Brittany Snow, and then the other one's the other girl. And one of them pukes during their audition.
Oh.
But I can't remember which one of them it is.
Is it pretty pukey? Like, does it make you want to puke?
Meh. I mean, it's funny because it just keeps going and going. Mm. They do it. It's funny.
Nice. Like poor, a fountain of puke.
That poor character. And she does a good job. It's funny. I don't know. Pitch Perfect, like a 74? I don't know. What was the audience? The audience like Pitch Perfect, maybe? Oh, man. I don't know. I'm all over the place. All right, what do you got?
How you doing over there? You feel confident about your thing over there?
These games where I'm not kind of confident, I get a little mad.
Yeah?
Going into it. I know it's not going to be good.
Why do you think it's not going to be good?
I don't know.
Why?
Because these movies, to me, are all going to be too close. Except like for Team America.
Their score is going to be close together?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
What do I have in last place?
Excuse me. God dang. What do you have in last place?
Team America World Police. I have as the critics. Not, by the way, not personally I have in last place. I believe the critics will have this as the lowest of the five.
I can tell you that all five of these movies are over 77%.
Oh, well, then my scoring will be okay, but except for Team America.
Team America World Police.
But I had it at, no, I'm going to go with my original score then.
Team America World Police.
Yeah.
Is the last place movie.
Okay.
At 77%.
Ooh, I said 72. That's a score of 5.
Pretty good.
So far.
What did you say for the audience score?
And then I said the audience would have it at 78. I just gave it a little bump.
Yeah, they have it at 80.
Okay.
Audience likes it.
So it's an audience.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Here.
I have, as the fourth place movie, I have Stand By Me.
No.
At 70.
Nope. Oof. What the fourth it? Place movie has a 78%.
Pitch Perfect.
And it is The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. 78?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I said 89. Gives me 11 down there. And then I had the audience at 91.
87. Also pretty close. You're getting pretty close on the audience.
I knew these would be upper-end movies.
Yeah. Okay, so the middle place, the number three
number
spot.
Number three. Okay, who so do you have? It's either Pitch Perfect. No, hold on. It's got to be. So it's either Bridesmaids, Stand By Me, or Pitch Perfect. Is that, are those the
those
three
are,
left?
That's what's left, yeah.
So I already guessed Stand By Me.
You can't change your...
Bridesmaids is going to, I think, be the top. I see. I thought Exorcist would be the top, but obviously that's not right. So then Bridesmaids I have as the second place, so that's got to be the top then. So let's go Stand By Me next at number three.
Okay. Should I tell you after the break?
No. Tell me if it's the third place one.
No.
Oh. Is it Pitch Perfect?
I'll tell you after the break.
Oh, come on. This is Lanny. Turn it up. All right. I'm feeling pretty good about this.
What's your favorite fruit? No pressure. He'll only judge you and your answer forever. It's the Brett Davern Show on Adobe Radio.
Yeah, I saw this graphic that was like scrolling past the animals that kill humans the most every year.
Okay.
And it started at the bottom with like great white sharks, you know,
mm-hmm.
Counterintuitively, you'd think it'd be a lot, but then like horses are way above great white sharks, you know,
that more horses kill humans than great white sharks.
Oh yeah. Like 30 rich white people die a year riding horses. You didn't know that?
Oh yeah, sure.
Remember Superman? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You just don't really hear about it.
Horses are kind of jerks.
Yeah. And then like cows, if people get like smashed or rolled on or sat on or kicked. Donkeys.
Cows are huge. Cows are so heavy.
I'll tell you this, you know, Katie and I just started talking about animals and like what makes you puke and stuff during the break. But when I was a kid up till now, this fear is still pretty real. I have this great fear of being kicked by one of these horses or donkeys.
Hooved animals.
Yeah, like if I go to like a horse, if they're like, oh, yes, come do a trail ride or whatever, I'm always like, where's the back of that horse, man? Because that looks like the worst way to get punched ever. Right?
For sure.
Everybody's always saying, Katie, you know there's that one shrimp that can punch pretty hard. Yeah, have you seen a horse, dude? I'd rather take one from the shrimp, if that's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Pound for pound, you know?
Who's the shrimp who can punch?
There's a shrimp that's like a boxing shrimp. It's on one of those David Attenborough things, you know? And it's like, oh, this animal, for its size, has the strongest punch of any animal in the animal kingdom.
More than the ruse?
for its pound for pound. You see what I'm saying, Katie? And they do this thing. I want to pause the TV and say to Attenborough, like, hey, David, if I told you you could take a punch from this shrimp or a Clydesdale, which one would you pick? You know what I mean?
The shrimp.
They always do this thing with the little insects where they go, oh man, you know what? I'm in this argument with my son right now, actually. Because they did this play on like animals and biomes and stuff. Very cute. One of the characters in the play is the Hercules beetle, which they announce is the strongest animal on the planet Earth, right? Because it carries like, you know, 50 times its own weight or whatever the hell it says, right? And so, but I'm arguing with my kid because I'm like, yeah, but I'm way stronger than that beetle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are.
And he's like,
yeah, you tell him
No, it's the strongest thing on earth.
Yeah, no, like, you're stronger, Brett.
Relative to size, dude.
You tell him you're strong.
Like, if the beetle was human size, I'd be scared, but I'm not. I'm not. He's trying to scare me with this beetle. I'm like, dude, I'm not scared, man.
What do you got as number three on your list over there?
I was stalling because I don't know how to.
Rank the tomatoes.
Then it's got to be Pitch Perfect.
No, it. What are you? Yes.
Yeah, Pitch Perfect.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the score?
82.
Ooh, I said 74. So that's, what is that, 8? Okay. So carry the 2. And then the audience score, I gave it an 82.
83.
Ooh, only off by 1. Okay. I'm doing pretty good on the audience side. Mm-hmm. I'm the man of the people, Katie. I don't know if you know that. I'm the voice of the people. That's what they call me.
Brett, what do you have in your number two on the position?
On the streets. That's
the voice of the people.
Everybody's always, when I walk by, people are like, yo, what's up, voice? If you see me out there, holler, you know? Okay, so then, so it's got to be Stand By Me or Bridesmaids. I've watched Stand By Me once. Like in my mid-20s, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't remember it that much. So I ranked this one pretty low, but it seems like they like it, huh? I remember being kind of nonplussed about the whole thing, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, Richard Dreyfuss. Honestly, it wasn't that great of a story.
You know what, Brett? They like it pretty good. They like it pretty good.
Can I say some blasphemous stuff about it without knowing too much about it and risk pissing off our fathers? Sure. I don't think that movie's that great.
Yeah?
I think it's like, honestly, like, it's like Rob Reiner, like, waxing poetic about walking around, you know, like, with his, like, you know, like, 50s, like, kids, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, daddy-o? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then our dads watched it and they're like, yeah, that was what it was like growing up in the 60s. Hmm. And so then they love that movie. But really that movie is just like some kids walking down a railroad track saying racial stuff while trying to find a dead body.
Dude, that movie's about friendship.
Yeah, but like they're kind of messed up kids.
Well, yeah, but aren't we all?
That's how real kids are. Not my friends. My friends were a lot nicer than that.
Did you ever have to go find a dead body together?
No. We did other dumb stuff. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a crime.
Okay, so number two on this list of pukey movies is Bridesmaids.
Oh, no.
And Stand By Me is everybody's favorite movie in the whole entire world.
Hold on, Bridesmaids, critics, what did the critics give it?
90%.
Okay, I said 82, so I'm off by another 8. What does the audience have it at?
76.
Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Audience score 76.
You know what would be really fun on the tomatometer, and far be it for me to give them any more ideas. Mm-hmm. Maybe they already have this on there. It'd be fun to see a graph of the audience score, wouldn't it?
Sure.
Because I wonder if that score has dipped the woker and more awake everybody becomes. You know what I mean? Maybe that score starts somewhere, slides a little bit, goes back up again, comes down with the trends. I'm interested in that.
That would be interesting, yeah.
Yeah. All right. What was the audience score, though? Sorry. On Bridesmaids again? 76?
76, yeah.
Oof. taking a bath here. I said 89. I was being generous. 76. 89. Okay. That took a
minute. Stand By Me, Brett, is everyone's favorite movie ever. I think you need to rewatch it, maybe.
Okay. I guess so. What's the score?
The tomato meter is a 92.
Ugh. What?
92.
The Godfather is like a 92.
And the audience score is 94.
Man, I thought they'd have a 70. 92? 22? Oh, boy. You got to be kidding me. And the audience score is a what?
94.
No!
Higher
Two
than...
points higher? Mm-hmm. Oh, get your dads off of the computer. Gross. There's no way.
I think 68 you need to
minus what? 92?
94.
94. Oh, no! These last two. Oh, come on. Yikes.
All right. Here, all right.
Can you give me totals on that?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Okay, but can you tell the people, like, through four rounds, I was cruising
you
in
were.
This game. No, three. Well, through three rounds, really. And then I took a hit with 13 away Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Ebadeebadee Bridesmaids. Oh, come on. Final score on the critic side for me, 46. Oh, no, sorry. I have that backwards. The audience score for me, 46 away. And the critics score, 54. Did you do better out there? Text us. And thanks for listening. Look out for a Hallmark movie coming soon. Huh. Stand By Me, huh?
So they say.
All right. Hey, we'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
That's it for the Brett Davern Show for today. But don't worry, they'll be back tomorrow, live, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on Adobe Radio.